Test 82, Section 4, Question 20. So this one, we're looking for what least strengthens the argument, so it doesn't have to help as much as the others. Now, it doesn't mean it has to hurt the argument, it just has to not help as much. So it says that The Winter's Tale is modeled after this Euripides play seems undeniable. Okay, so Winter's Tale comes from, you know, is modeled after it. However, it is generally accepted that Shakespeare knew little or no Greek, so Euripides' original play would be an unlikely source. So didn't know Greek, so the original probably isn't the source. Thus, it seems likely, most likely, that Shakespeare came to know Euripides' play through a Latin translation. So the conclusion is, must come through a Latin translation. The evidence is just Shakespeare didn't know Greek. Now, there's a lot of gaps in this. Could be some other method by which he came to know it, other than Latin or Greek. So, A, Latin phrases that were widely used in England during Shakespeare's time appear in a number of his plays. That would strengthen a little bit, because it would say that it seems to suggest that Shakespeare knew Latin, and that would say, yeah, maybe it came through this Latin translation. B, the only English version of A available in Shakespeare's time differed drastically from the original in the ways that The Winter's Tale does not. That would also strengthen this, because it gets rid of the idea that it was copied from an English version, not Latin. Paul Buchanan's 1539 was faithful to the original and widely available during the 1600s. That would also explain that, to say that it would be available to Shakespeare, and that might have gotten it from that. Shakespeare's father's community standing made it probable that Shakespeare attended grammar school where Latin would have been a mandatory subject. Again, suggests that Latin is the source. There's strong evidence suggests that Shakespeare relied on Latin translation of Greek plays as sources for some of his other works. So, therefore, it's strong evidence suggests that Shakespeare relied on Latin translations. That, too, would strengthen this this argument. So, all of them at least help to some degree. Here, when we look back at this, A and D are the two that seem the least helpful. Now, if we look at A, Latin phrases that were widely used in England during Shakespeare's time appear in a number of his plays. That doesn't indicate any sort of special proficiency on Shakespeare's part with Latin, and therefore A isn't really going to strengthen the idea that he would have gotten them from a Latin translation, whereas D does it a little bit better because it says that he would have had Latin as a mandatory subject. So A seems to help the least. We'd take that one and go.